This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cropland. I'm Riley Smith. Doubts around year-round E15 are still lingering. We'll have more right after this.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
Agreement on legislation to allow year-round E15 sales continued to elude farm and oil interests despite a Sunday deadline. A draft plan by the House GOP's Rural Domestic Energy Council failed to win support by the weekend from mid-sized oil refiners who killed year-round E15 in an earlier defense bill. Despite breaks for those refiners from having to bear the cost of small refiner exemptions, it didn't seem to be enough. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is a longtime E15 booster.
We got a few medium-sized refineries, some of them making $1 billion a year. They want to be included. I never heard that for 7 years, and that's what's holding up E15.
House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson said he won't attach year-round E15 to his farm bill, and Nebraska Republican Adrian Smith said of other must-pass bills.
The must-pass legislation strategy, that probably wouldn't be until the end of the year. I'd like to get this done before that.
However, a bigger problem may be lurking in the Senate, where oil industry allies from states like Texas, Wyoming, and Oklahoma argue more corn ethanol sales means less oil business. Top corn-producing states like Iowa and Illinois see year-round E15 as a game-changer for corn demand, prices, and the farm economy, and recently gained momentum from President Trump's support. But election year politics and competing controversies over Homeland Security funding and voter ID legislation will likely make passing even a farm bill a heavy lift for Congress. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.